The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, December 30, 2022. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, called on the members of the Council of Ministers to work with passion and enthusiasm in 2023 to continue overcoming the impossible during the last session of this year of the highest body of the Cuban government. The Cuban head of state said it was time to concentrate on what is truly important, and this meant for him joining efforts in the right direction, one that will allow the Cuban people to reverse the difficult economic situation the country is going through despite the intensified blockade. This would help the nation to strengthen the certainty of the revolution, to continue consolidating the idea that the construction of socialism is the only viable alternative for the prosperity and development of our nation, he said. The Cuban president stressed that we must focus on what our people are expecting, and that is what he believes we must defend, what we must devote ourselves to. He called to work with passion and desire to continue overcoming the impossible. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero inaugurated on Thursday a modern central surgical unit at the Julio Aristegui Hospital in the municipality of Cárdenas, Matanzas. According to his official Twitter account, the new facility has six operating rooms for different specialties, which will cover the needs of the territory and reduce the long waiting list of patients. During the visit to the hospital, Marrero learned that the unit also has two recovery rooms, sterilization areas, and facilities for medical personnel, and it is estimated to benefit approximately 250,000 residents from the municipalities of Perico, Jovellanos, Martí, and Cárdenas. The Swedish Cuba Solidarity Association announced the shipment of two 40-foot containers with medical and other aid as part of its action against the U.S. blockade. The president of the organization, Zoltán Tiroler, pointed out to Prensa Latina that Denmark's fraternity with Cuba also contributed resources for the cargoes that are scheduled to arrive in the Antillean nation at the end of January through the port of Mariel. The two containers with donations collected in Sweden and Denmark include means for schools in Santiago de Cuba, Holguín, and Pinar del Río, as well as for hospitals in Las Tunas and Holguín, among other territories. In the middle of the month, the Swedish-Cuban Solidarity Association said that during the year that ended, it donated 55,000 euros to the Caribbean country as part of a campaign to help it confront the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade. Its transfer meant a lot of work due to the obstacles imposed by the banks as a result of the extraterritorial nature of Washington's hostile policy, Tiroler stressed at the time. And in the international agenda, we have that. Panamanian Minister of Public Security Juan Manuel Pino reaffirmed the government's commitment to citizen tranquility and the fight against gangs and criminal groups. In the western province of Chiriquí, at a ceremony to destroy 823 firearms, Pino said that more than 300 such weapons were the result of the Pacifying My Neighborhood program, through which the arms are voluntarily traded with vouchers to buy food. This has been the 31st ceremony to destroy firearms so far this year, according to the official, showing the government's great effort and the fulfillment of security goals for the sake of a better country. Pino emphasized that next year, the strategies aimed at providing more tranquility to the people will be maintained, including operations to locate, confiscate, and eradicate firearms illegally purchased. Meanwhile, Grenada reported a record number of tourists in November for a 17% increase compared to the same month in 2019, an official source announced. The number of holidaymakers rose for the third consecutive month, starting in September, and in December, it is expected to surpass the maximum reached in the same period 2 years ago, Grenada Tourism Authority CEO Petra Roach said. In the last quarter of 2022, all international flights to Grenada were resumed, including Air Canada and Sunwing Airlines, while Caribbean Airlines Limited switched to daily service from the island nation, she explained. In November, Grenada hosted several important conferences in the tour operators market, where executives from the United Kingdom, the United States, and Canada met with local hoteliers and agents, she pointed out. Grenada opened its ports to tourism in April and devised a strategy focused on connectivity and accessibility. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.